This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go, 9 past 12. Hartman Harrigan, Newstalk A3OWCC. You're home of the Twins. They lose last night to Major Garrett's San Diego Padres. By the way, where in the hell was Major Garrett on CBS News last night? Honestly, the panel doesn't include Major Garrett.
Maybe he was at the Padres game.
CBS sounds like a you problem to me. Are you kidding me? Should be the lead dog involved in that. Not having him on the panel is television journalism malpractice. But Majors Padres put up a W on the Twins. Is that a niner start? That's probably a niner start. That's the Padres probably start 7-10.
8-40, I think was.
So they're like a lot of
like
places
they do the 6-40. Yeah.
So we'll have the crew. Starting at 8, so H Lake, couple hours. And they're back at it. No day game. No day game. Come on. Why don't we have a day game Wednesday?
Would be nice.
Be nice.
I mean, just, you know, kick off about the last hour of the show. That'd be fine.
Yeah, that'd be fine also. Do you want to be scared when you go somewhere? That's not our main topic, but it's a side topic. Do you seek it out? Like, scary movies don't do anything for me either. I'm not terrified of them. It's just, I don't know. I don't need to be. Now, a drama, which leaves me guessing about a lot of things. Sure, but I'm watching the screen. All of a sudden, something flies out at me. Doesn't do a damn thing for me.
No, like, the jump scares don't do me. Scary movies like, you know, The Shining.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Silence of the Lambs,
yes.
You know, the psychological ones.
Yes.
Yes, all in on those. But the jump scares, you know, your screams, your...
No thanks. Text me, what do you think? 651-461-9226. Let's start with the most discussed topic in this state since it happened, George Floyd. You with me? Since right around Memorial Day 2020... George Floyd killed, Derek Chauvin found guilty of murder in courts. That is, without question, the most discussed topic the last 4 years.
That or COVID.
That's fair.
That worldwide is fair. Pandemic or something that the world was paying attention to right in our backyard that still reverberates today.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are two big stories.
We could play the local one and the national/international one. I think you're probably right. I think COVID probably was discussed more, you know, on this station, on this show. Does they make talk at the water cooler? How many places still have the water cooler?
I think we got coolers around.
You got coolers?
The Culligan man's still busy.
Culligan man? Yeah. I'm Team Aquarius. I'm Team Connecticut. That's where I'm at. I've had a water cooler at the house before. We don't now because I got Aquarius.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do you have a water cooler at the house?
No, straight from the tap.
Right from the tap.
The hard stuff.
Oh, the hard stuff.
Yeah.
I got a guy who could help you out there at with Connecticut. So today, you probably have heard by now, or you read it, Thomas Lane, who was one of the four officers, who was, 4 days into work, is out of prison. Still has to face another year of supervised release. But he was sentenced to 2.5 years, and he's out. He was the one officer who not once but twice asked Derek Chauvin, should we roll over George Floyd? It's an incredibly difficult position. 4 days in, with an individual who's a supervising officer, to step in and supersede, to stop Derek Chauvin. But it's law. The officers are required to do that. And I don't doubt for one second it's easier said than done. But when you sign up for that job, and thank God people sign up for the job, you never know when you're going to face an extraordinary circumstance, and no one, Dave Harrigan, could have predicted that sort of extraordinary circumstance. Mm-hmm. No one. When the counterfeit bill and George Floyd is reacting the way he was, you think Thomas Lane had any idea all this is going to happen? 4 days into work, now he's got family history of grandfathers and great-grandfathers who were in law enforcement. But I don't care how much train. I don't care how many stories. You go there, counterfeit bill, little bit of initially became much more resistant arrest. But initially some initial resistant arrest. No chance. This is going to become, for a while, the biggest international story on the planet. And as difficult as it is, when you see a veteran officer who, in my opinion, clear-cut went well beyond what he should have done. Yep, I've watched the fall of Minneapolis. Yep, I consumed the story. Yep, you don't have to agree with it. And do I agree with court decisions every single time? I don't. In this case, I did. Thought the judge did a very good job. Again, you don't have to agree with me. Derek Chauvin did that 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8.5 minutes. And he had a pattern. And as difficult as that is, Dave Harrigan, Thomas Lane needed to go further than asking him twice. Am I convinced that 4 days in, as a police officer, when I've watched and dealt with somebody resisting arrest and he never should have resisted arrest, doesn't mean he should have died in any way, because we get those texts here, as disgusting as they are. And by the way, I never once turned George Floyd into a hero. Others did. I did not. He's symbolic of what has happened too many times to black officers in major cities, including Minneapolis. And if you don't think that's happened, check the data. And that doesn't mean this is all officers, because I've offered this phrase an endless amount of time. Overwhelming number of officers are either good to very good to great. And I'll say again, thank God we have people who sign up. Doesn't mean we don't have lousy officers. And Minneapolis has had some lousy officers. And some of the racial data points that out. But don't generalize they're all bad, or don't generalize they're all good. What a crazy concept. Let's take each one case by case. Am I convinced, Dave Harrigan, I could have stepped in? No. You know me, I'm not a shrinking violet. And I've stepped up many times on situations which are not even close to that. Not even close to that. So standing up to people in my life, my business life, versus 4 days into a job and somebody who'd resisted and is saying some things, and I don't know if it's true, and now my supervising officer is there and doing this. But it's the law. And a guy died right there in front of him. So, yes, I believe he should have been found guilty. Is 2.5 years the right amount compared to Chauvin getting 10 times that? I thought that was about right. Did you think that was about the right amount of time?
Yeah. A little more, a little less. I don't think I would have cried either way. 2.5 years seems fair for somebody whose knee wasn't actually on George mm-hmm. Floyd's neck.
But was involved in the scenario.
Who, as you said, letter of the law, should have spoken up more firmly and should have, if he needed to, done something about it.
Yeah. That's what you're required to do. And one of the last times we had Earl Gray on this show, pre-Dave Harrigan, very spirited debate between Earl and me. And I've had Earl on a number of cases. I had Earl on as a commentator. It made me think today, and I'm almost going to get me emotional, how much we missed Joe. this would have been a day we would have called Joe Freberg.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, I mean, it's crazy that Joe's gone, right? And, I mean, we have people who are six who die, right? And Joe led this amazing life, and it just, it hits me a little bit when I think about, you would have been calling today, and God knows what he would have told you off the record.
That's usually true.
And what he would have said, have Chad call me more. And I'd always debate that because he'd always tell me, he goes, you know, Dan and I talk way more before the interview than you and I do. And I go, listen, I think you and Dan are great together. I love when you just blow me away. You know, I go, trust me, I do all the prep, but then I want you to just rock my world, right? And we would have talked to Earl, or to Joe about, well, 2.5 years. So, 651-461-9226. When you think of Thomas Lane out of prison, supervised release, and you think of the trial, 4 years and a few months after it all took place, what comes to mind? Derek Chauvin, I believe, rightfully was found guilty. I do. And I know there's a lot of divide. And I don't believe he died from the drugs in the system. I don't. Covered it extensively while it was going on. Consumed plenty of information. Plenty of information that believes 100% he died from the drugs. Not saying those individuals are awful. There's something wrong. We just don't agree. That's fine. You can have a respectful debate. And again, I never on this show turned George Floyd into like what America was all about. I also didn't demonize him, which so many people did. Oh, awful. Look at his track record. They didn't know his track record at the time. And even if they knew every bit, every second of his track record, he didn't deserve the knee in the throat minute after minute after minute after minute after minute by an officer. What do you want to say? When you think of laying out, you think of the trial, you think of where we're at since then. There's some data out today again where crime continues to drop. Minneapolis still well up from 19, so the year before the pandemic and George Floyd. Numbers maybe not down as much this year as other years, but despite what you hear, crime has dropped notably since it spiked dramatically. Let's not forget that part of the conversation after what happened 2020. And there were peaceful protests and there were criminals. There were looters and there was absence from Jacob Fry for multiple days and Tim Walz for all those days until the end. So that's another part of this story. What do you want to say about it? StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get to plenty of texts. Thomas Lane released from prison today. Somebody's asking why we're bringing this up. Is Thomas Lane, one of the four officers, was released today? It's huge news. With COVID, as Dave points out, two most discussed stories in this state the last 4 years, and nothing is close, and people still have strong opinions. Okay, you heard a lot of what I said. Before I get to a lot of text, what do you want to say?
It is big news, number one. That's why we're talking about it, because it's one of the biggest moments in at least the recent history of the state, if not the history of the state of Minnesota, you know, as I said earlier, reverberated around the country and beyond the country's borders. I think of the other officers aside from Chauvin. You know, we know that Chauvin was the one kneeling on George Floyd for all of those minutes. But I think of Thomas Lane, what he could have or should have done. J. Alexander King, the other officer who was there in proximity. And Tu Tao, the one who was more of on crowd control.
Yep.
And I always felt bad. Obviously, you feel bad for George Floyd and his family. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt bad for Tu Tao and his family. I'm still not convinced he should have been found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was in a different proximity.
What could he see that's going on behind him?
He had what was behind him. The car was sort of blocking the view. And he's dealing with a crowd that was loud for good reason. But, you know, he's worried about protecting his guys behind him and kind of in a spot where, you know, I felt it was very difficult on him to hold him guilty and his family.
Yeah. I think that's very fair. Among the texts, let's see, overdose. No, I again, not a hero. Was taking drugs, had other legal issues. I believe the evidence was showed it was because of Derek Chauvin. And I know there are people who genuinely believe they have evidence which shows it was because of the drugs. I lean stronger the other way. Again, you can have healthy, respectful disagreements. Somebody says, no wonder Liz Collin don't talk to you. I haven't asked Liz to come on this show in years. I felt like Channel 4, I'll just be honest, I felt like Channel 4 didn't treat Liz fair enough. I still stand by that. I thought Liz was a very good reporter, was a very good anchor. By the way, you get to marry anybody you want, anyone you want, okay? I get that Channel 4 was worried about the potential conflict of Liz, who was covering a number of stories, including anchoring, including the police beat, that her husband is the head of the union for the biggest city in town. And I know there are people I know well at Minneapolis who, when I say, who at CCO, when I say this, they say, no, you're wrong. I felt like they left her out to dry too long. I really did. I immediately called out the disgusting actions of John Thompson and what he did when he went to Liz and Bob Kroll's house. Grotesque. You know. And by the way, when Liz puts out that the mainstream media didn't call that out, I'm not expecting her to be objective in that case. If somebody came to my house and did that, I wouldn't be objective. But I would say she's allowed to have different views of the mainstream media. She's having plenty of success at Alpha News. I have zero animosity towards Liz Collin. None. I think people did call that out. You know, when after George Floyd, Bob Kroll had come on this show many times. I bet Bob Kroll was on this show 20 times. Sometimes fairly standard interviews, sometimes fairly spirited, numerous times to the different producers of the show. Kroll would say, hey, we don't always agree, but he asked good questions. I'll come on with him. And initially, Kroll didn't talk. And it was a big debate about the city and police and all that. And I had R.T. Ryback and Jhené Harto on. And both of them made Minnesota News, and they crushed Bob Kroll. I interviewed newsmakers, asked them questions, and Liz told Rashini, and then Rashini told a bunch of people here, that Liz was furious, that I had those folks on, and that Liz would never come on this station. She's allowed to do that. That's fine. But the idea that we can't ever talk to anybody because we don't agree on topics is part of what is happening in society, which is just awful. Again, I see it differently. Liz obviously is extraordinarily well-informed on her own as a reporter and because of Kroll. That doesn't mean we have to share every view on this. So, yeah, I didn't ask Liz to come on Fall in Minneapolis. I watched it. I consumed it. But anyway, and when she goes to the lazy sorrow stereotype, she knows better than that. My opinion is never, ever going to change. If for 1 second somebody in management tells me what I'm going to say, what do you think I'm going to say to them?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Yeah, that's me. You got it. Another text on those, too. If the Floyd ordeal never happens, would Colin and Kroll still have the previous jobs? I think Liz would.
Yeah, unless they chose to move on.
Yeah. Kroll, he had been in that position for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he would have wanted to do something different. Your sentiment on the matter is exactly what Minneapolis never have enough cops. Sentiment, I think, is what they meant. So when I said the overwhelming number of officers are good, very good, and great, and when I said, thank God we have officers who are willing to do it, but like every other job on the planet, we have some people who are lousy talk show hosts, some who don't put the work in, that we see that on a regular basis, lousy teachers, lousy, you know, whatever. Because trust me to this texter, as someone who's lived in this town for a long time, I know a number of police officers, and it's not a small number. And you know what every one of them thinks of Derek Chauvin? They think he's a lousy police officer. So, and that doesn't mean other officers should be generalized with Derek Chauvin. They should not. We've tried to get Chris Schaefer on with Ask when Adams had other responsibilities multiple times. I think we had 9/11 and we had World War I starting. So we had major events happening. We've got my friend Chris Schaefer. He's next for Ask Chris Schaefer Anything here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.